public rewards for academic achievement. Ducks, subject prizes, top 5 lists, top 20 lists, ranking each pupil by number, blazer badges, colours, pins, constant accolades for academic excellence. I've always felt that this system benefited nobody. It's simply a tradition, and it moves on relentlessly under the guise of the encouragement of the pursuit of excellence. Now, a good piece by a postdoctoral research fellow at UNISA, Shakira Akerbor, caught my eye. It's from the Conversation website. It's been published on the EWN website. It's in today's Cape Argus Insider section. It's worth a read. And I want your contributions to this conversation. 021-446-0567. WhatsApps 072-567-1567. That's where you can also send voice notes. In summary, Shakira challenges the system and says it does not work for inclusive education. And she notes they don't do this in many high-functioning education systems like Germany and Finland. And the latter is often ranked as one of the best schooling systems in the world. They don't even have exams until very late in the piece, and they start formal schooling very late in Finland. But let's leave that in a bubble, talk about our schools, about the concept of perpetually promoting the academic high achievers and putting emphasis on that and making it a very public thing. Is that a good thing? Or is it counterproductive? Shakira Akerbor joins me now on the line from Pretoria. Where's her? So she's a postdoctoral fellow at UNISA. Shakira, very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You've sparked a great deal of interest in me. It's a subject I've thought about a lot, having had three kids through the schooling system and gone through what I laughably call my own education a long time ago. And I've often pondered this. Now, in essence, what did you do here? What did you research? What were you looking to establish?
So I looked at how we reward learners academically, and I only looked at scholastic achievement, and I excluded sport. And I looked at how this has an effect on the learning of all children in the classroom. As you rightly pointed out, I am an inclusive educationist, which means that I believe in the best outcomes for all learners and not select few learners. You know, not the select few that we generally tend to praise and shower a lot of attention on. Because what that does seem to do, and what I found in my study, is that this makes a lot of people very unhappy. Not only people who don't win awards or who missed the criteria by a few points, but also those who do win awards. Because 66% of the learners who responded in my study were award winners themselves. And they had many concerns and many issues.
And what were their concerns and issues? Let's start with those who get the awards. What are they saying?
Well, they're saying that it doesn't truly reflect their ability, because they often miss the award by a few percent. And they feel that they're just as good as the award winner. Some children even believed that they felt that this is now obviously their opinion, that the system is rigged because the same kids win every year and they can't get in, you know, they can't get into that specific spot. Yet others felt that it causes so much of anxiety and stress, and that in order to win awards, they've got to give up their social lives, spend every weekend studying, make sure that every single assignment, every single bit of work that they hand in is an A, and they feel that they're just losing out on their social life, and they see their friends going out and, you know, spending their weekends having fun, and they can't have that because they're working for awards. So there's a lot of different issues. It's not a simple, you know, a one-size-fits-all problem. There's many problems with this system.
Most people will say, no, what this is doing is we want people to get the best possible marks. By highlighting those that do get them, we're incentivizing them and everyone else to reach their standards. What's wrong with that?
So what's wrong with that is we have to look at what actually motivates learners. And all learners are not motivated by the same thing. So yes, it will work. It will work for a group of learners that are motivated by what we call extrinsic rewards, or the outward rewards, which are the badges, the pins, the trophies, and so on. But all learners are not motivated that way. And we've got to, what about the learners that are internally motivated? What about those that are self-motivated? Do they not deserve recognition? And then we've got to ask ourselves, what about those that want a little bit of both, that sometimes want to work? Some kids work because they love the subject. They don't expect a reward for what they're doing. They just work because they love what they're doing. And now how can we encourage that? And that is the ideal. The systems that you mentioned in the countries earlier, where education, their education systems don't subscribe to extrinsic rewards, they encourage intrinsic rewards in learners, intrinsic motivation in learners. And that is the ideal that we should be working towards.
Plenty more to talk about. Please stay with me, Shakira. I just want to pick up on a traffic update from Justine Rehnquist, and then I'll come back to you at 16 minutes past three. If you want to join this conversation, we're talking about the value of academic achievement awards and their constant emphasis within our schooling system. Good thing, bad thing, in between, mixed experiences. 072-567-1567 for voice notes and WhatsApps. Or you can give me a call, 021-446-0567.
Drive with Mike Wills, in for John Matham.
On Cape Talk.
At 20 past three, back to Shakira Akabo, who is a postdoctoral fellow at UNISA, who's done a very interesting piece of research into school rewards. Academic excellence, does this create barriers? And let's explore in a minute the different approaches we can take. But Shakira, I can just hear people saying, oh, this is typical, it's going soft, this is like prizes for everyone in the athletics day. Shouldn't we be encouraging excellence and rewarding it, and that we're just going a little bit soft and overthinking this? I can hear people saying that.
Okay, so I think the answer to that is, what about systems that already exist that do not reward learners and yet still produce academic excellence? I know in South Africa we may not know better, because this has been, as you say, our tradition for many, many years. So we all are, this is part and parcel of what our knowledge of a school experience is. However, there are systems that don't operate this way. And other than the international, the other, you know, schools that we talked about, what about the Montessori system, the Reggio Emilia, the Waldorf system? They don't operate like this. And their successes are well documented in producing learners that are self-motivated, self-regulated, lifelong learners, learn for the love of learning. And it's not about going soft. It's possible, entirely possible, to encourage children and motivate them by speaking to them and finding out what motivates them, rather than making assumptions of what motivates them and saying, well, you should be motivated by this. This is a reward for you. Why aren't you working for it? Perhaps that's not going to work, and the vast majority of learners do not find it motivating. I think it does motivate a few.
You mentioned that the extrinsic-driven students, do we still need these things for them? Do you need to keep in place rankings and prizes and subject prizes and duxes and things like that? Should they stay in place, or should we take those away altogether?
My ideal would be that we should take it away altogether, because we can, then the system would, there would be no competitive system, and everybody's valued, and all children will be valued for their efforts, and teach children that this is the right way of doing things, and you don't need to be rewarded in order to do it, but this is the way to learn. And if we teach them a new system of learning, learning for the love of learning, learning for enjoyment, learning for the task itself, and then it will be a different environment. But currently the environment is highly competitive. And because it's so competitive, we are excluding many children. Many children fall off the wayside. Basically what we're doing is we're creating an elitism, a sense of elitism in society, in our schooling system, where we are only focusing on these learners, these privileged few. And the vast majority of the learners who don't fall in that category are largely ignored, even with participation in the classroom. And participation has such a great effect on learners' outcomes and how they do in assessments. But yet participation is poor for most children. And any teacher, I've been in a classroom myself, any teacher would tell you that. To get kids to participate, especially at high school level, is more difficult because they're more self-conscious. They're adolescents now. They're scared to say something embarrassing. But we have a system that is literally, you know, we are touting the successes of a few in front of everybody. And these are the subliminal messages they're getting every day. So clearly that's going to affect their participation in the classroom.
Got a WhatsApp saying, the human psyche at all levels is programmed to respond to incentives and awards and rewards. I can hear people saying that the world is competitive. It's all a competition out there. If you're going to be the best in academic achievement, you need to be acknowledged. You need to be motivated. And that's a similar point I've already made to you. But do you think there is a psychological need for incentives, awards, rewards in some way, shape or form?
perhaps then we should look at ways in which certain schools do this. And, you know, those schools are, I can't answer for everybody, but what I can tell you is that children are motivated by a variety of factors. And many more children would like to be recognized. So, yes, there is definitely a place for rewards. It's not to say that rewards shouldn't exist altogether, but I don't think it matches every child's propensity to learn. It doesn't match every child's idea of what motivates them. And there could be a variety of factors that could help and motivate a child and encourage them to do better, to learn more, to give off their best.
Shakira, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. I appreciate the piece you've written in The Conversation. It's also in today's Cape Argus. And it's on the EWN website, School Rewards Create Barriers. That is Shakira Akabor on the line from Pretoria, where she's a postdoctoral fellow at UNISA.